What you can't do is you can't, you know, after a tough game last week, you know, come away here and be 1-0 down as early in the game as what we were. And that's a huge disappointment, and it makes life an awful lot difficult. And but I thought we stayed in the game against a team that were better than us today, but never really opened us up. You know, there weren't too many occasions where, you know, matters had to make saves that kept us in the game. And so you hope to build. And you stay in there, and anything can happen, even though on a day where they were better than us. But the second goal, of course, once that goes in, makes it very, very difficult for us. So overall, disappointed with overall performance. I thought we wasn't good enough on the ball, but certainly enough to build on there.
What was your impression of the goals you conceded, Chris?
Well, there generally aren't good goals that you concede. And, of course, the first one was within the first few minutes. And from our break, and we certainly had enough players back to be able to cope with it. So that's a disappointment that early in the game. And of course, the second one is a set play, and of course, we all have responsibilities on set play. So disappointed with the two goals that we conceded. We did manage to get, I thought, into some good creative positions, and needed to show maybe just that little bit more quality once we got in there.
You spoke about ball retention both last week and this week. How pleased were you with the ball retention today, Chris?
Second half we were better. First half I didn't think we were good at all, and gave you. It's difficult to come away from home against a team that play with such a good tempo, and give them two opportunities to gain possession of this ball. And so I thought we were better second half. The game opened up a little bit, but we needed to be better in that first half period.
Are you concerned at all, Chris, about the amount of chances the Albion created today?
You're concerned when you lose a football match, always. And all we can do is work as hard as we can to make sure that we put ourselves in a position to win games. And to win games, of course, you have to score goals.
Looking ahead, Chris, speculation around about Kenneth Zahor. Any news on that, on any possible deal at all?
No news. And any news on other teams' players are, of course, always just speculation. And all we'll do is we'll continue to work as hard as we can right through to the end of this winter to be as strong as we can by the time we finish.
One of the players that you brought in, Izquierdo, obviously wasn't playing today. Are you thinking that he might feature in the next game for you?
Well, we've got a midweek game, of course, against Barnet, and we have to assess it, but we're hoping to give him some time in that game, and it will be then about how fast that we can fast track him as such. But we've got to make sure and do it right, because he's had a different type of pre-season to what we've had. But we're certainly looking forward to him being involved. He'll give us something offensively, and of course he's somebody that scores goals as well.
Has anything surprised you in the opening two Premier League games of the season?
No. We against Manchester City, we knew what we was up against, the real quality that they've got, and all due respects to Leicester, and I know they had the wonderful season the season before, but they know they'll be the next level to the likes of your Manchester Cities and the Manchester Uniteds, and they showed, you know, what an efficient team they are today, and probably that's a word that we've got to become, that sort of side as well.
It's a constant learning process for your players, isn't it? A lot of them haven't got top flight experience.
It is, and it will be, and as regards the type of day we've had today, you know, this won't be the first this season. There'll be days when we're not at our best, and we're going to have to stick in there and try and get a result whichever way we can, and it's also going to be about bouncing back, as will be this week. You know, we'll try and have a good week. I know we have the midweek game against Barnet, but all our efforts, of course, now have got to get into getting a result at Watford next Saturday.